ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. There's a debt limit deal, at least in principle, to raise the federal limit so the government can keep paying its bills.
Sources tell ABC News the agreement is a two-year budget deal that would also separately raise the nation's debt limit for 2 years. President Biden issued a statement calling it an important step forward and a compromise as the White House and Congress continue to finalize the text.
ABC's Allison Kosick, also in the deal, according to sources, keeping non-defense spending roughly flat and phasing in new work requirements for welfare recipients. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton impeached.
The resolution is adopted.
State lawmakers voting yesterday to remove Paxton from office, accusing him of corruption, abuse of power, whistleblower retaliation, and obstructing justice. A trial is next, then a final vote in the Senate. And a deadly shooting at the annual Red River Memorial Day weekend motorcycle rally in New Mexico. State police say at least 3 people were killed, 5 others injured. This is ABC News. Airbnb cracking down on property parties.
Airbnb's Ben Bright says
hosts don't want parties. Neighbors certainly don't want parties. Elected officials, nobody wants parties except for, you know, a couple people who want to throw the party.
He says the company's now starting to screen renters for red flags, such as last minute bookings, only staying for a few nights, renters with few or no positive reviews, or those booking stays near their primary residence. He says in Nashville, already 80 people who tried to make bookings along those lines were blocked from doing so. He says they piloted the program starting last Memorial Day and saw positive results and are now rolling it out all over. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
With shark attacks on the rise, authorities are becoming increasingly sophisticated in response.
Water rescue teams across the country increasingly turning to drones for a bird's eye view to help them patrol beaches for sharks, rip currents, and swimmers in distress. Marine experts and lifeguards using drones up and down the coast to verify sightings and track shark movement.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media Station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, welcome back, Tuesday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Johnny Lupinacci moving, stuck in a moving van somewhere. Evan, you know how it is when you try to move your apartment 1 mile down the road. You can't find anybody who's reliable to get your stuff there. Johnny, we miss you. We'll see you next week. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Teaching and learning in hostile times. I used to have a blog on Google in 2008. And I called it that. That was the title of my blog in Google, Teaching and Learning in Hostile Times in 2008. I look back at 2008 now, and I'm like, wow, we were free back in 2008. What was I thinking, teaching and learning in hostile times? Because today, man, where are we today? Hostile times, I don't know. Stuff is being banned, outright banned. To be taught in grade school, to be taught in middle school, to be taught in high school, to be taught in college. How do we ban information? Are these, you know, heretical insanities that will ignite the population into some kind of dystopian rebellion? What is it about the banning of teaching certain things right now that has gotten into certain politicians' waters, particularly Florida? Well, we have one person, and I'm just going to quote, I'm a professor. Florida just banned everything I teach. Check that out in the Daily Beast. Our guest tonight, Will Horn. He's the Arthur J. Ennis postdoctoral scholar at Villanova University who writes about the relationship of race to labor, freedom, and capitalism during construction and Jim Crow. He holds a PhD in history from the George Washington University and is co-founder and editor of the Activist History and Review. Will, Dr. Will, welcome to Busted Pencils. How is it going over there in Philadelphia tonight?
It's a beautiful night, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so I'm a professor, right? And Florida just banned everything I teach. I already made the announcement. You're at Villanova. You're in Philadelphia. Somebody's going up there right now going, but you don't even teach in Florida, dude. So you didn't, nothing was banned. Explain, what do you mean banned? You can't teach in Florida. Give us a little bit. I mean, the Daily Beast, what is this stuff?
Sure. Yeah. So that's right. I don't teach in Florida. I'm not claiming to teach in Florida. But Florida has banned all of the subject matter that I teach. And as someone who lives outside of Florida, and I'm very grateful to, you know, teach at a, I think, a great institution who, you know, they are very supportive of me and my work. I think it's important for me to speak out for people who maybe are worried about their jobs. Right? I know a lot of scholars in Florida, a lot of educators who are very concerned about their jobs. And I've reached out to several of them to try and connect them with interviews recently for various publications. And unfortunately, they're concerned that if they speak out about what they are experiencing, right, or the concerns that they have about how you deliver content when in fact, you know, the 3/4 of the content of your class has been essentially banned by the state. You know, how does one do that, right? But they're concerned, of course, that they're going to be fired if they speak out. And so, you know, part of the reason that I decided to write this is because I teach, you know, predominantly Black history in the U.S., a good bit of U.S. history, you know, and some broader world history. And so this is stuff that, again, the Florida bill touches on. And I'm a little bit freer, I think, than maybe some people in Florida to speak out about the impact of these things for students. And so this is really kind of the basis of my article, is that, look, students really want to learn this stuff. You know, I taught high school for a number of years back in Louisiana. You know, I taught at a couple of different universities. Every single time I've taught this type of content, students are hungry for more, you know, and every single time, regardless of grade level, you know, or, you know, in this case, university level, they have often shared that they hadn't experienced that previously, that this has been something that had been missing, you know, from their education experience that helped them make sense of the world. That's really important. And so that's why I think it's really important to write something like this.
I don't know. I mean, you're talking about the fact that kids want to know this. They enjoy learning this. That to me sounds like reason enough that we should keep it away from them, because we know that anytime somebody wants to know something, that something they know is probably going to end up disastrous. Okay, enough of the funny talk. Well, no, I mean, we're here. Johnny's not here tonight, but, you know, we've talked about this many times over the years, the freedom to teach and learn. And yeah, you're not in Florida, but to point out the fact that I'm a professor, Florida just banned everything I teach. And I just want to read from the piece in the Daily Beast for a sure. second. Quote, writing during the apartheid regime of Jim Crow, famed historian and founder of Black History Month, Carter G. Woodson observed that the philosophy and ethics resulting from our educational system have justified slavery, peonage, segregation, and lynching. That system is exactly what Governor Ron DeSantis has tried to resurrect in signing SB 266 into law, a whitewashing tactic that has historically coincided with white supremacist violence in the U.S. All right, we're not going to get to white supremacist violence just yet. There, Will, but
sure.
Okay. So Woodson was observing at that time schools actually doing the work of teaching racism, of teaching segregation. Are you saying that what you are not allowed to teach now is that you're not allowed to teach that, hey, Carter Woodson said that?
Sure. I mean, yeah, if we're starting with basics, that's a basic that I would, you know, again, if we're looking at the Florida law, if we're looking at similar legislations, you know, similar legislation or, you know, executive actions in various states, you know, across the U.S., that would be difficult to teach and that might put you, you know, in some place of liability, you know, relative to the state.
It's and what's interesting about that, right? I just said, yeah, it's a fact. Okay. This yeah. was a quote that was actually done, you know, said. And the reality of the quote, okay, is that now maybe somebody would say, well, that sounds like critical race theory, although I'm pretty positive that anybody who's officially participated in the banning of CRT really has no idea what it is they're banning anyway. Really, though, what they are trying to ban is to say this story of saying, hey, people have been observing for quite a long time, particularly that our education system can tend to, and in fact, in certain places, can be very segregationist, very historically racially biased, and the curriculum itself can do lots of injustice to kids and families. And somebody would say, well, we're beyond that now, Will. We don't need to teach that anymore. Maybe it's a fact, but what purpose is it in bringing up the fact that in the past, schools used to teach racism?
Sure. Yeah, that's
not
a great
not
question.
Teach racism. But let's pretend, teach essentially people how to be racist.
Yeah, I mean, and we can go back, you know, we could look at those textbooks, right? And there are just some really gobsmacker of lines in there. But they're not all that different from what you see, for example, in the quote unquote, like American birthright curriculum. I don't know if you've seen this or not, you know, but it's, it's associated with Christopher Rufo. And I make the case, and I think it's pretty clear that in fact, this is inspiring some of the legislation that we're seeing at the state level in terms of what is being required to teach, you know, and the sort of the quote unquote, like Western values, you know, and that kind of thing. But I guess, you know, the reason that this is so important is that, like, you know, we, even if we're not, let's say, even if teachers are not teaching kids, as you put it, like how to be racist, right? If you're omitting what actually happened in the past in your classroom instruction, then what you're actually doing is depriving students of the ability to understand the world that they're moving through. You know, I give some examples in the article, like a really prominent one in our public discourse is redlining. You're not going to understand the reasons that our neighborhoods are very segregated and remain segregated today if you don't have any concept, right, of redlining. And so you might come away, and I've had students share with me ideas, right, sort of spitballing ideas, both in high school, you know, at the college level that, oh, well, maybe, you know, like, this group just wanted to be by itself, or maybe this group just didn't work so hard, right? And so that's why they have to live in this area, right? But that's not the case at all, right? In fact, we know, like, it was, you know, it was a part of U.S. law and a part of U.S. Public policy that created this, the segregated neighborhoods that we see today, you know? And so if we're talking about, like, you know, it depending upon what city you're in, right? Like, if you're talking about this neighborhood over here is very dangerous, right? Then in part, like, what you're talking about is, in fact, like, you know, an expression of this longstanding decades and decades and decades of U.S. policy. And so if we're not teaching students that stuff, right, if we're not teaching students what actually creates the world that we inhabit today, then what we are doing, in fact, is leaving those questions open and sort of wink nodding, suggesting that, in fact, you know, there must be something wrong with those people in that neighborhood, right? And that's, you know, one of the real dangers.
Well, and you know, I'm not even sure it's a wink and a nod anymore, to be honest.
Sure.
We're talking about Chris Rufo. I mean, you know, he's always listening to Busted Pencils. He just never calls in, and you know, but it's the way it is. You know, he doesn't want to deal with Johnny and me. But and now, God forbid, he would call in and join us tonight. 844-967-2789. But, you know, when you point out that curriculum, you know, American birthright and stuff. So when we talk about what's being banned, we have to also then put in a measure of making sure people understand and what's replacing.
Okay, that's right.
The ban is a curriculum, not, you know, based on, and this is the kind of weird part, is it's a curriculum that is largely fantasy, potentially, maybe positively aspirational, if sort of like that. But we're mandating. We are mandating fiction, fantasy, and patriotism, and we're taking away truth. How do we do that? It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. The number's 844-967-2789. Our guest tonight, Dr. Will Horn. He is at Villanova. We're talking about his piece, I'm a Professor, Florida Just Banned Everything I Teach. When we get back, we're going to, you know, go into a little bit of white supremacy. Busted Pencils, back after the break.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served...
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through...
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Let's go. Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Our guest, Dr. Will Horn, his piece in the Daily Beast. I'm a professor. Florida just banned everything I teach. We're talking about, you know, this whole idea of legislating. You know, and here we're really, we're talking about American history, and we're being very specific here. There's a lot of things that are included in this, but Will, you know, we were talking during the break, you know, and kind of pointing this out right as we were coming into to the end of last segment, paying attention to what's being banned is really important, because you say, you know, things like redlining, yes, banned, right? But redline happened for real. It really did. I know, but it's banned because it might make somebody uncomfortable. And therefore, that word uncomfortable is the kind of, you know, pressure gauge that says, oh, that's a banned material. As soon as somebody says I'm uncomfortable, you know, we're talking about American history, but then paying attention to the curriculum that replaces what's being banned and seeing then the, you know, a very whitewashed, westernized, patriotic march to the celebration of America has done nothing except be awesome.
Right.
And you'd sit there and go, yeah, well, I can hear, you know, potentially my grandfather is not here anymore going, well, that's what they taught us, and I turned out just fine. You know, what do we need to be teaching all this other stuff for? You know, it's all in the past. Why aren't we talking? It's like, no, but what's in the past also is the fact that what we, quote, used to teach you, granddad, wasn't true then. And now we absolutely, it's not like we didn't know then, but now we have curriculum materials. And you said, what is the purpose of teaching and learning is not to, quote, you know, and I'm going to use their line, the woke warriors, they're the ones who are doing the indoctrinating. When we look at what's being replaced by what they're saying, what is being banned. Tell me a little bit more about some of the alternative curriculum that is, quote, acceptable under the new Ron DeSantis. And it's not just Ron DeSantis. It's, as you point out, 36 different states have done something and or similar. My state here in Ohio just last week passed Senate Bill 86, which is, you know, it's the Florida bill here, you know. So, yeah, it's not just Florida. But let's talk a little bit about that, you know, quote, alternative or supplemental or the curriculum to use in place of truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so there's a lot of talking about, like, you know, the quote unquote founders. There's a lot of talking about, like, that, you know, the US is a Christian nation. It's founded on Christian principles. There's actually a lot of really broad stuff because it actually gets kind of dangerous when you get down into the specifics, even of the founders. Like, even if you were to look at just the Declaration of Independence, like sort of the first founding document, there's a reference there to, like, you know, a frustration with Great Britain because, you know, allegedly they, like, forced the colonies to have slavery, which is absurd. And you know, there's a sort of an accusation there that they, you know, aren't doing enough to, like, eradicate, you know, indigenous people, you know, in and around the 13 colonies. This is in the founding documents, right? So when you actually, like, start to look carefully, even at what is being mandated, right, then you cross the line. And so it isn't even just that, like, you know, you can't teach about slavery, you can't teach about redlining, you can't even actually teach the actually existing Declaration of Independence. You can read the first little bit. You can't teach the whole thing.
I'm going to say, I mean, that's kind of what you're saying. It's like, well, wait, well, no one reads that part anyway. We all, I mean, that's, you know, kind of like subtext, footnote, you know, we would, you know, because, yeah, you'll hear this, you know, because, and I'm glad to hear you, you know, you start out as a social studies teacher. I'm a social studies person. Johnny, who's co-host, is a social studies person. We look at this and we were, you know, we probably came at this from the point of view of going, it's just like, man, even myself finding out for the first time the things that I hadn't been taught. And feeling the passion come over, not of anger, of frustration, of sadness, of guilt, of going, man, I want to know more. I want to know more. But when we're talking about this mandated you know, the first two paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence and that only.
Right.
It's like we're stripping away and saying, don't look. And in fact, it's not like we're saying, don't look closely. Don't read closely. Don't think, just here's what it is that matters. We've decided this already for you. How the heck, this is radio, so we got to use that word heck. How in the heck are people walking around talking about this as if this is a move towards setting people free?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a move for empowering some people, those people who already have power, right? But if we're wanting to understand how the world actually works, if we're wanting to understand things that actually happen, this curriculum isn't going to do that. And in fact, it's designed to keep that from happening. And I think that's really important. You know, the people who are designing this, they I think do in fact know our history. I really think they do. I think they do actually have sort of an accurate understanding of the, you know, legacies of inequality, of racism, you know, sexism, all of the isms, right? And it's in their interests to keep everyone else from knowing about those things, because they're the ones who actually benefit from those systems. And yeah, that sounds like CRT, and that's fine. But you know what? That's just true. So it is what it is.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. There's a debt limit deal, at least in principle, to raise the federal limit so the government can keep paying its bills.
Sources tell ABC News the agreement is a two-year budget deal that would also separately raise the nation's debt limit for 2 years. President Biden issued a statement calling it an important step forward and a compromise as the White House and Congress continue to finalize the text.
ABC's Allison Kosick, also in the deal, according to sources, keeping non-defense spending roughly flat and phasing in new work requirements for welfare recipients. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton impeached.
The resolution is adopted.
State lawmakers voting yesterday to remove Paxton from office, accusing him of corruption, abuse of power, whistleblower retaliation, and obstructing justice. A trial is next, then a final vote in the Senate. And a deadly shooting at the annual Red River Memorial Day weekend motorcycle rally in New Mexico. State police say at least 3 people were killed, 5 others injured. This is ABC News.
That's what we do every Tuesday night, any way you want it. Well, sometimes, as long as you want it the way I want it, that's the way you'll get it. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number is 844-967-2789. Evan, we ready to roll that special audio clip here. For anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, Ron DeSantis, take it away.
I think what you see now with the rise of this woke ideology is an attempt to really delegitimize our history and to delegitimize our institutions. And I view the wokeness as a form of cultural Marxism. They really want to tear at the fabric of our society and our culture.
Oh, Will, our guest is Dr. Will Horn. He is the Arthur J. Ennis postdoctoral scholar at Villanova. His piece in the Daily Beast, "I'm a Professor. Florida just banned everything I teach." Okay, I saw, you know, anybody who's listening, you, Will, we can see each other on Zoom. So I saw your eyes do a little flutter in your face listening to Governor DeSantis. What specifically caught you there?
I mean, yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to unpack.
That's 20 seconds.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think like the reference to the anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, the cultural Marxism, I mean, this is really, that's quite something from a sitting U.S. governor. Not that surprising. It's been a staple of, you know, sort of Republican discourse for a bit now. But I mean, the idea, though, that teaching our past as it actually happened is somehow dangerous to us as a country. I think, again, like this honestly is insulting because I think, you know, my students, my neighbors, my parents, they can understand things. That doesn't mean that, you know, that they're going to, I don't know, what's the threat? Move to Canada? I don't understand what the danger is here, but.
Well, think about that, though, too. You know, I get this and go, it's like, okay, he identifies. I mean, you know, in one sense, really good at kind of turning the argument into going where people go. I mean, a great reframer. So the point is that he is fighting ideology. That's the word he uses, is that because me, Ron DeSantis, I am now fighting ideology. And it's like, well, dude, you know, people hear that and go, well, that's great because we don't want that in our schools. We don't want ideology. But the reality, again, back to going, wait, so your fight against ideology is forbidding teaching and learning truth and reality.
Yeah.
You know, like that to me just continually amazes me to say, and how does it not fall apart right after he makes an announcement? I'm going after ideology by mandating ideology.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but I guess, you know, that's sort of is the trap, right? That, you know, they don't see it as an ideology, you know, and I mean, we've seen this in other regimes too, but the sort of the idea of American exceptionalism that we're like the best all the time, right? You know, is something that is woven into our history and into our society. It's really dangerous. Like it actually hurts people and it historically has killed many people. You know, but I think that's kind of like what he's referring back to, though, is that like anything that is critical of this sort of like, you know, commonly held ideology, right? And I think that's a sort of a set of ideas that many of us, you know, on the left and on the right, identify with, that the U.S. is a really great place and, mm-hmm. you know, that it's really special. And it is, you know.
It is. Look, and I are doing this right now without government censorship. So the reality is we are in a great place, right? And Chris Rufo, I know you're listening. So there. we're not saying that this is a crappy place and we don't want to live here anymore. We just actually would like to keep living here.
That would be really great.
You know, but there it is. You know, we put it out there again. One of the other things, so, and you write this in your piece, and I'll just again another quote from the Daily Beast. I can't recall a single student sharing feelings of personal guilt or shame, although that would be totally fine, after having learned about the systems of oppression and exploitation that shaped our world. Okay, you're talking about college students. I remember teaching fifth grade. Yes, I used to teach fifth grade also, and teaching that same type of, whoa, I didn't know that, Mr. Schlecker at the time.
Yeah.
And the idea, none of them had, it was a sense of, it's learning. There's no shame in learning, you know?
Yeah.
So I just like the student perspective. How many, I mean, yeah, talk about the students you've met and how they react to what you teach.
Sure. Yeah. And so
ideology you teach. Okay.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No. And so, I mean, this is something we were talking about over the break too, but I assigned a lot of primary documents. So that is like documents from the past that students can look at themselves. And I think they find that really powerful, right? Because now they have an artifact, and this can help them gain a window of understanding. I'm not just going up there and saying, hate America. This would be an absurd way to teach, and no one would benefit from this, right?
Right.
Literally no one does this. You know, but my experience with my students has been overwhelmingly positive, both in high school, you know, and you know, at the undergraduate and graduate levels, because people want to learn, they want to understand the world better. And you know, they want to do better for themselves, they want to do better for their communities. And so learning something new is not something that, you know, sometimes they object to like the amount of reading, because we read a lot, you know. That's fine, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes they object that like maybe there's one too many essays, you know, and again, that's totally, you know, but no one is coming in and saying, I had to learn something and it made me feel terrible. And now
I was up all night. I was distressed.
Exactly. This isn't a thing. Yeah.
No, I had that. I mean, I think about that, you know, when I was teaching my social studies methods class, and when I was a professor, you know, one of my key texts at the time, along with lots of other research, but I would, you know, I'd have a content, and, you know, we'd use Howard Zinn's book, right, is one of my key texts just to read. And the number of students who never felt guilt or shame about what they learned. In fact, though, I can remember quite a few feeling guilty that they hadn't learned this in the past. Yeah. There was a more of an anger and an upsetness of going, how is it that I got to be a junior in college and I'm now just reading this book that Howard Zinn wrote in 1980?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. The community where I encountered that the most, to be honest with you, I taught in a predominantly Black high school. And the students there had not had any kind of Black history at all. And I think many of them felt embarrassed. Some of them had some understanding from family or from, elders or whatever. Others had not, you know, and so some of them felt really embarrassed about sort of like not, you know, quote unquote, like knowing their own history or whatever. But the truth is, like, this is the responsibility of, you know, the people in charge of the schools and parents, right? And I think, you know, when we're talking about like people who quote unquote feel bad about learning new things, who we're actually talking about is those people. We're talking about parents. We're talking about grandparents. Those are the people who have sort of like decades of rubber left on the road, who have a lot invested in this system, you know, and now to sort of learn like this is really pretty harmful, actually. I think that's really the demographic that's actually pushing back, right?
Yeah, no, I think you're right, because yeah, this whole idea, the kids are all right. Okay. Leave them alone. Let them do what they do. The David Bowie, you know, these children that you spit on as they make their ways, you know, they're fine. They know, you adults, it's you guys who have the problems. It's a different generation. The kids are like, I just want to keep learning. And in fact, now I'll go back into saying at the heart of trying to say what it is we do as a profession, which is a teacher. You know, you're a professor of history, I'm a professor of education, but we're teachers, and our passion and our purpose is to open the world up and to create an inspiration for students to learn. And that does not come through when you mandate, in one sense, regurgitate an inaccurate factual ensemble of misdates and things to tell a story of patriotic bliss, when the reality is that the patriotic story that's really, really powerful is that the idea of this democracy in education, the idea that you have the freedom to teach and learn, the ability, that is when, you know, Rufo, I'm not making fun of the American system. I'm lifting it up and celebrating it and saying that was its strength, was the reality that it could always go back and be critical of itself. And in fact, we were required to do the deep learning. I don't know. I mean, you got me going tonight, Will.
Yeah, I mean, well, and I think that's really the power of education. It is ultimately, you know, an empowerment. It's a tool of democracy, right? And so, you know, it's a point I make in the piece, but you know, it's no accident, right, that we see sort of these whitewashing bills, you know, and these education suppression bills, these book banning bills, at the same time that we're also seeing education suppression movements, at the same time that we're seeing attacks on protesters, and in fact, like, Republican governors in Abbott and in DeSantis glorifying people who have shot or strangled, you know. Right. I mean, this is really running off the rails quite quickly. But you can see very clearly the connection between democracy, and education when we start to look at this larger picture of what these politicians are supporting beyond these bans.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, it's like, look, you can't ban inconvenient truths. Okay. You don't have democracy when you are the one mandating indoctrination of a story that you only want people to hear that version of that story. You can't have a functioning democracy if you have an education system that is built on a mandate of indoctrinated lies, those lies that typically hold up, as you say, well, systems of oppression that have been around for a long time. And there I go doing that CRT type of stuff, Will, right? I mean, I look at this, you know, we had Diane Ravitch on a couple of weeks ago. I say, this is an attack on democracy. This is, right. You know, forget about the facts that it's saying we're not allowed to teach. Pay attention. This is an attack on the freedom of a people to govern themselves. This is an attack on the American way of life. I'm sorry. There you go. Patriotic America. Here I am. The American way of life is under assault. Freedom, democracy, under assault. And you have people like Dr. Will, Johnny Lupinacci, who's took the night off tonight, me, Evan, in the control room. We're trying to protect democracy. Will, last thoughts before we close up and I let you get back to your night.
Yeah, I think the stakes are really high. I know we didn't have a chance to touch too much on the threat of white supremacy. But again, you know, as I was mentioning earlier, you know, we see these types of education suppression movements going alongside major threats. One of them is an uptick, you know, a major surge often in white supremacist violence. This is something we need to be really watchful of and really engaged to prevent.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he is Dr. William Horn, the Arthur J. Ennis postdoctoral scholar at Villanova University, writes about the relationship of race to labor, freedom, and capitalism during Reconstruction and Jim Crow. He holds a PhD in history from the George Washington University and is co-founder and editor of the Activist History Review. He's now going to be joining the alumni of awesome guests who have been on Busted Pencils that can really drop some truth bombs for people who need to hear it. His piece, check it out in the Daily Beast. I am a professor. Florida just banned everything I teach. Dr. Horn, thank you for busting pencils with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
And when we get back, Tim will break it down. Back after the break.
Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Here's what's going on around the area. Stop and see the spring blooms at the garden. The Green Bay Botanical Gardens want you to see all the blooms throughout the gardens, 350,000 of them, in fact. They await you now through May 31st. On May 27th through the 29th, celebrate to pier at Voyager Park. There'll be music, food, kids area, and of course, fireworks. And don't forget the Memorial Day Parade, all happening in De Pere. And on May 27th, the Green Bay Farmers Market takes place in downtown Green Bay. Visitors can experience a host of fresh, locally grown produce. It's all going on from 9 until 11:30 a.m. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. We are the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the US Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone. Just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Bar for the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News. I'm Derek.